He's a little different this week in terms of what he wants his reputation to be.
When he steps back and looks at it from a perspective of growing up,
right.
You know, and looking at it through a kid's eyes, and saying that, you know, he wanted to tone it down because there's some kids that's looking up to him. You know, Odell, and, you know, my conversation, I always have conversations with Odell about life, you know, beyond football. And he does. He really does have an opportunity to impact a nation. Because of what he's able to do. God gave him so many gifts. And no matter where he goes, he's growing to understand that the cameras are just going to be there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he plays with such a passion that is attractive for a camera. So understanding that as he grows and matures and owning that, he has ability to impact a nation. And looking at it from a humility standpoint of, you know, he doesn't want kids to look at him a certain way. I think that shows a lot of his true heart, and I think he has started to display it on the field.
You can appreciate his enthusiasm and wanting to win that bad, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Look, you wouldn't want it any other way. You know, and any time you see a guy with that much fuel, you know, you don't ever want to calm them down. You just want to make sure it's focused. You know, focused energy is a powerful thing. And, you know, that's something he's able to do, and he does a lot. And, you know, it's but we understand, and we understand, you know, the stories, the headlines, the clickbait. It's attractive to write these kind of stories because people want to click on it. Oh, look at this. We get it, right? But inside these locker rooms, inside these walls, we support him. He's a work pal type of guy, first in, last out, works on his craft. And nothing's getting into his head to lose, you know, his passion to the game. It's just about understanding being above reproach and, you know, how things may look versus what it actually is, just eliminating that.
You talk to him a lot when he says he's not having fun. Where do you think that comes from?
You know, not having fun, having fun is winning. You know, I think, you know, you could take things out of context sometimes and it's never fun to lose. And that's where that's coming from, you know, nothing else.